Erev Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Av, which is also the yard site of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron's death is recorded for the second time here in Parshas Maaseh, our week's Parsha. The Torah tells us, Vayisumi Kadesh V'chanu B'harahor B'ktzei Eretz Adom, Vayal Aharon HaKohen El Harahor Al Pi Hashem, Vayamaz Shem B'shnas Ha'arba'im Latis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Yitzrayim, B'chodesh HaChamishi B'achad L'chodesh, V'aron B'chalosh V'esrim U'mi Hashana, B'moso B'harahor. Second time the Torah records the death of Aaron HaKohen. The first time we see is in Parshas Chukas. The Torah tells us what it actually happened. Vayiru Kol Ha'ida Ki Gava Aaron Me'ivchu Es Aharon Shloshim Yom Kol Beis Yisrael. And the end of that pasuk in Parshas Chukas is very important because, as Chazal tells, Kol Beis Yisrael, the entire Jewish people, mourned the death of Aaron HaKohen. Why was that so? We know from the Mishnah Pesachas Avos that Aaron was unique because he was Oev Shalom Merodev Shalom. That Aaron had the ability to immerse himself within the rest of the nation, bring the Jewish people together, bring them close towards Torah with a certain amount of ahava and a certain amount of compassion for his fellow Jew, and the rest of the nation felt that, and that caused the entire nation to go into mourning upon Aaron's death. It's a very interesting Gemara in Maseches Krisus that talks about when Moshe Rabbeinu was anointing Aaron HaKohen to become the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara tells us how there were extra drops of shemen, extra drops of oil that was used to anoint Aaron HaKohen, that eventually these two drops ended up on the edge of Aaron HaKohen's beard, and they resembled two pearls. And the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was very nervous that perhaps he used too much oil on Aaron HaKohen. The problem with that would be because that there's an issur in the Torah called Me'ilah. Me'ilah is when one misappropriates Hekdesh, when one uses something which is Kadosh, designated for the Beis HaMikdash or for Karbanos, for non-Kadosh purposes. And Moshe was nervous that if I use too much of this very special Kadosh Shemen, maybe I violated Me'ilah. And the Gemara goes on to tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu responded that no, you Moshe Rabbeinu, you did not violate the Isser of Me'ilah. And then at that moment, the Gemara goes on to tell us that Aaron was nervous, that while it may be true that Moshe did not violate this Isser of Me'ilah, nevertheless, maybe Aaron HaKohen did. And the Gemara tells us, V'dayin Aaron ha'yadoek shema Moshe lomal v'ani ma'alti. Maybe I'm the one who violated this Me'ilah because I benefited from this extra shemen, which turned into two pearls on the edge of my beard. Yatsa baskol v'amrlo hine matovu manayim shavas achem gam yachan ma Moshe lomal afatel malalta. Same way, says the Gemara, that Moshe did not violate Me'ilah, so too you did not violate the Isser of Me'ilah. What exactly is going on with this Gemara? Rav Salvechik developed a very beautiful idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, as we all know, have different modes of leadership. We just spoke about how Aaron was Oyev Shalom Rodev Shalom Karmes Rebius LaTorah. Aaron was this compassionate type of leader who was able to connect to Am Yisrael on a very deep level. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu, and sometimes being a Rebbe or a father, that comes with Tochacha, with Musar, with a more of a harsh type of mode of leadership. And there are these two modes of leadership that we see from Moshe and from Aaron. That Chas Hashem, that Moshe's love was not lessened because of his harsher approach to the Jewish people. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu even tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Machini Nami Sifrecha, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the Jewish people, then Moshe Rabbeinu also wants to be destroyed along with them. He would not be able to survive without them. Moshe's love for the Jewish people knew no bounds, but the way that he was able to properly educate and lead them was through the mode of tochacha, was through the mode of musar, of being a bit harsher. Where Aaron HaKohen came from the element of ava, he was able to connect with people on a very emotional and deep level and be able to connect with them and bring them closer to Torah. And homiletically, metaphorically, Rav Salvechik explained that the idea behind the Gemara is that while Moshe was concerned that maybe he violated Me'ilah, maybe what Aaron was saying when it comes to his concern of the violation of Me'ilah, maybe I benefited from my leadership role by being too soft on the Jewish people. Maybe my mode of love, maybe my mode of compassion was not in the right spirit of things. Maybe I should have been a little bit more hardline like Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of my approach to the Jewish people. And what the Gemara tells us quite beautifully, Hinei ma tovu ma na'im shavas achim kam yachad ma Moshe lo ma la'afata lo ma alta, that both you and Moshe, both your roles and modes of leadership are necessary for the Jewish people to be successful. And we know this from the Pasuk in Mishlei, Shma b'ni Musar avicha va'al titosh Torah simecha, that there's an element of Musar avicha, the Musar which comes from the father. The father is sometimes a little bit more harsh, a little bit more hardline when it comes to his approach to education. But there's also the Torah simecha, there is the soft feminine attribute, the ability to be compassionate and empathize and sympathize with people who even are not living up to their standards. And Moshe Rabbeinu really is in the role of the Musar Avicha, where Aaron fills the role of Torah Simecha, and both these modes of leadership are vital for the success of the Jewish people. And it's important within our own lives to find opportunities to learn from different types of leaders, be able to learn from those who are more hardline in their approach to the Musar and be able to be makabel that tochacha, same way that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do, and at the same time also look to learn from people who are sympathetic and empathetic to the plights of people who are not able to live up to expectations. And within our own lives, we need to sometimes think of how we need to incorporate these two messages. Sometimes we need to be harsh with ourselves, like Moshe Rabbeinu was with the Jewish people, and hold ourselves accountable for not living up to expectations. And then other times we need to show compassion for our inability to live up to expectations, hopefully with the goal of inspiring us to get us to the same place. And by doing so, we'll be able to keep the legacy of Moshe and Aaron alive and be successful in all our endeavors. Have a great Shabbos.